when it's just like anti-trans people who say that they're only two genders. They don't know that they're a product of the woke system, because gender is a social construct. If gender is a social construct, there can be thousands of genders, so we should just talk about sex and get rid of gender.
Fair enough.
What were you expecting me to say?
Yeah, I don't like sticking out belly buttons.
Is that what we're talking about, though? Just to clarify.
Yeah, I'm just going into that thing that I put on the screen. You may recall.
Yeah, no. But are we talking about belly buttons? Is my question.
Yeah, I'm moving into that now. I'm segueing.
No. But is the outie definitely a belly button?
I would have thought that my understanding was that the outie is like a button, isn't it? That's why it's called a.
So we're not talking about any other body parts.
We're only focusing on the belly button here. Right. Now, I was something absolutely fascinating happened on the Jolly Heretic live stream the other Monday. That is that a female drinker at the Jolly Heretic informed us all that her outie belly button had become less of an outie as a consequence of her starting the menopause. Now, we found this fascinating. And we wanted to understand how it could possibly be so. Now, this raised a discussion over what outies are, what is the cause of an outie, why do some people's belly buttons stick out and some people's don't? Are there race differences and sex differences in whether or not you have an outie? Is an outie associated with a different kind of personality slightly, just as ginger hair is? And so I thought it was probably the kind of issue that I should look into. And so what we're going to do today is explore the causes and psychology of the outie. But before I do that, could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on the Jolly Heretic and could you on YouTube, and could you leave a like, and could you press the bell, and could you leave a comment? And it really, really helps me if you subscribe and spread the word and tell other people and all that. And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based content. I put stuff I don't dare put on here, where I put in-person interviews, where I put interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, where I put my Monday at 7 PM live stream, all kinds of great stuff. And if you like what I do, whether you have an innie or an outie, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. So please subscribe in those places. Okay, so anyway, we've got talking about this. I remember when I was a child, the first time I saw two outies, and they were possessed by two people who were Roman Catholic. Consequently, I associate Roman Catholicism with outies. And for this reason, if nothing else, I don't think I could ever become a Roman Catholic. I mean, the visceral disgust. I mean, no offence if you have an outie, but the visceral. I once went out with a girl that had one. But the visceral disgust that I felt for it was very intense. They are relatively rare. Most people have innies. But anyway, what is the reason for them, first of all? The reason is the way in which, when the umbilical cord is cut, the scar tissue heals. In most people, the scar tissue heals inwards, with the result that they have an innie. In some people, the scar tissue heals outwards for some reason, some sort of genetic difference. I don't know. And so they have an outie. The second reason why you may have an outie is that you have an umbilical hernia, i.e. the abdomen pushes out near the navel. This would be as a consequence of things like weakened muscles, or relatively weak muscles in that area of your body. That might change over time, but that is the second reason. And it could, of course, be a combination of two reasons. It could be scar tissue healing outwards plus an umbilical hernia. There is a genetic dimension, of course, to tissue formation, and a genetic dimension to how tissues heal. There are indeed group differences in whether or not you have an outie. First of all, boys are more likely to have outies than girls. I don't know whether that's just genetic variance being higher in boys or whatever it could be. The secondary thing, black people are more likely to have outies than white people. Again, I don't know what something to do with the genetics of tissue healing and things like that, but they are slightly more likely to have them than white people. The other reason they are more likely to have them is what's called keloid scars, i.e. If you have dark skin, then the scar is more likely to develop into what's called a keloid scar, where it will essentially stick out and be raised to an extent that is larger than the wound. This is something to do with having dark skin, and it's within race as well. So people that are white but have relatively dark skin, you know, Italians or people with lots of Western hunter-gatherer ancestry, whatever it happens to be, those people are more likely to have outies, and it's precipitated by the fact that the dark skin is associated with so-called keloid scars, where the scaration sticks out. Weaknesses in collagen and elastogen, which would be more likely to lead to hernias, are also a causal with outies, and these are mutations, and they indeed seem to co-occur with anxiety. So people that are anxious are more likely to have outies. In addition, you are more likely to get a hernia, including in your belly button, if you are of a relatively anxious disposition, to do with the kinds of hormones you're producing. And this can start straight away. I mean, from birth, you have anxious babies and you have placid babies. So the anxious type baby, the colicky type baby, is more likely to have an outie. Hernias cause pain, but hernias are themselves caused by stress. So basically, you would expect people with outies are slightly elevated in stress and being angry and cross kind of people. So that's the nature of the outie and group and sex and race differences in the outie. I could find no evidence that the menopause causes your outie to become an innie. And indeed, the person that said this eventually admitted that she was just joking. If anything, the opposite, you are more likely to get a hernia in the menopause because of the weakening of muscles. And if you get the hernia by your navel, then this could perhaps potentially turn your innie into some kind of outie. But anyway, that's it. Innies and outies. Now you know everything you need to know. Thanks a lot. Subscribe. Merry Christmas. And if you have an outie or an innie, comment on it in the comments. And if you found any other correlates, then do let me know.
Are you ready for the future of the West?